Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I look in the scriptures and I see a statement made by the Lord concerning the use of a donkey as the Lord entered into Jerusalem. And this is during a time when he was to go to the cross. And he tells these disciples, two of his disciples, "Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, because the Lord hath need of him." Now, to make this statement that the Lord has need of him says much to us, to know that the Lord can use and will use us. The Lord hath need of him. That's the statement there. Is that when the Lord would have you to be somewhere, he has placed you there, and he is saying, by so placing you in the particular situation, on this particular job, at this particular time, is that the Lord has need of him here, at this hour, on this day. You know, the Lord is the one who's in charge of time, and our time are in his hands. Our times in God's hands, and he placed us on the stage of life at this time because the Lord has need of us at this hour. You say, but what do you think God is that he has need of you or a man? Well, the scriptures here tell us that the Lord said concerning a donkey, he had need of this donkey. He rode the donkey into Jerusalem. That's what he did. And he made the statement, tell them this, because the Lord hath need of him. Now, there are people today that you will encounter, and they may seem to have just ruined your day. Now, do you suppose that such people could have entered into your life without God's knowledge? Now, had it been somebody else who had done the same thing, it would not have affected you. Had it been any other time that this happened, it would not have affected you as it did. Had it been just not this, anything else but this, well, the Lord hath need of him as a tool at this hour to work his purpose. There's a rough place in your life that needs to be smoothed out. There's a rough place that needs to be whittled away. There's an area of the will that needs to be surrendered. The Lord hath need of him, and only that tool will do for this particular hour to do this particular task that the Lord wants to accomplish. The Lord hath need of this one as an instrument to work his purpose in your life. Now, when the Lord brings these things and works these purposes in your life, do you recognize that the Lord used these people in these circumstances and these situations to work his purpose? The Lord has need of him. The Lord has need of him today. The Lord has need of him now, with you, with me, or whoever it is. Now, he doesn't send things that we might be destroyed. He doesn't use tools and instruments to destroy us, but that we might be better fit for a greater calling. Our Heavenly Father, our Lord was going to the cross. He used this donkey to ride into Jerusalem. And Lord, we know that thou dost have a greater plan for our lives, and thou wilt use that which thou dost choose to see fit for us. So help us to be faithful, and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now, Let's continue today in the book of Genesis. We have been looking at the life of Lot. Lot being rescued out of Sodom. When he went to his sons-in-laws to tell them to flee that place because judgment was coming, they laughed him to scorn. They said, now he came in the sojourn. He's a visitor. We have been here all of our lives. We were born here. Our fathers were born here. We've been this way, and he's going to come. He knew what he was coming into, and he's going to come in here and try to tell us how to live. So they laughed him, and then they were going to assault him as well. But while he lingered, the angel of the Lord took hold of his hand and delivered him and his two daughters and his wife, and they left the city. And in verse 17 of Genesis chapter 19, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Now he has delivered them. The angels had delivered Lot when Lot could not deliver himself. Lot had spoken the message. The people had rejected the message. Lot did not know the danger he was in. The Lord led him out of the city, took him by the hand, and brought him out. The Lord brought him out of the path of destruction. And now he tells him, notice what he says now, brought him forth and set him outside the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, he said, escape for thy life. Now, he is telling us, once he has delivered us from the wrath and from the bondage of sin, there must be a continual walk, a choice that is made. Lot had to make the choice that he will continue to walk away from that which God had delivered him from and out of. But you know what happens, as we'll see in a moment? We find ourselves still not going far enough or feeling like we have a better plan, that our way is just as good as God's way and that the Lord has no definite mind in the matter. And so he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee. Now that is the thing, friends, if you want to be a victorious Christian, don't look back to that sin to which you have been delivered from. Don't think back on what it was like and what it would be like. Don't think back. Don't look back. Keep on walking. Don't let anybody else drag you back. Don't entertain thoughts about the former life. Because once you start entertaining the thoughts about the past sinful life, the feet will soon follow. The heart and mind and the body will eventually be at that place if you start looking back. Look not behind thee, number one. Number two, neither stay thou in all the plain. So don't make it easy for you to go back and see that sin. Put some distance between you, forever widening the gap between you and that past. And don't stay in the area where you can just say, oh, it's over there, it's just across the street. And so many times people will do foolish things like this. They want deliverance from sin. And yet, what will they do? They find themselves making it easy for them to get involved in sin. And he has told them, don't stay in the plain, don't look back, escape to the mountain, get up above this thing. Don't stay down in the plain and think that you're on even ground with it. Rise above that. And that requires work. Mountain climbing is hard work. And living the Christian life requires faithful, continual climbing. You know, we talk about we're climbing Jacob's ladder. Every round goes higher and higher. Well, there's more to that song than just saying those words. The idea of the Christian, we're climbing, we're walking, and the life of the Christian is a battle. And we're taking the high ground. Just remember it as it was with Joshua, taking the promises that the Lord had given. And we have to continue to do this every day. moving on up, higher on the mountain. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. Don't just stop. Don't get to a place and say, we have enough distance now, let's just settle down and take it easy. No, that's not the way it is. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Now listen to this. The Lord is the one who's delivered him out of the place, delivered him out of the path of destruction. And now suddenly Lot wants to take over. Lot didn't have any sense enough to get out of the city. The Lord had to put forth his hand and deliver him. And now he tells these angels, now you've gotten me out of the place, let me take over. He told him what to do. Keep going on up. Keep going away. Don't look back. And what does he do? Tell him what to do. You'll be consumed if you go back. You'll be consumed if you don't climb upon this mountain. And Lot says, not so, my Lord. Now, who's in charge, Lot? There are many people who do not recognize, many Christians who do not recognize that God is in charge. They will treat people like they want to treat them. They will work the way they want to work. They will do things the way they want to do them, not taking any consideration of what has God the Lord to say about this matter. He says, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And notice this. That the Lord had shown him grace should have been more reason for him to say, what else do you want me to do? What else is there for me to do? How else should I live this life? But so many times, as is the case, when the Lord has shown us grace, we say, now I can make it on from here by myself, Lord. Thank you very much. I'll see you later. And if I need you again, I'll call you. And we use the Lord like a spare tire. You put the tire in the trunk and you don't even know it's back there until the tire goes flat. The ones that you're using, or like a wrecker service. Don't even know there is such a thing as a wrecker service until the car gets into the ditch, until the car needs towing. Then, oh yes, Lord, I'm in trouble again. Would you help me? Now, thank you, Lord, for getting me out. I'm on the road now and I'll see you again. If I need you again, I'll call you. Never thinking, well, Lord, I messed up. Lord, if I had been listening to thee, if I had been following thy plan, I would not have gone into the ditch in the first time. Now, Lord, be with me, guide me, direct me, use me, direct every step of the way, keep me, empower me. See, the grace of God lifts you up to see your need for more of his grace. And always should we be looking to him. The fact that the Lord gives us grace does not say that now we can come to a place where we don't need his grace. But that's the way the war goes with us. The war between the natures go. The Lord gives us grace, and we say, now that I have his grace, I don't need him anymore. That's so foolish for us to think. We deceive ourselves. Our Heavenly Father, I ask for the blessings of the Lord again today. Lord, would you help us to live right and to listen to the voice of God and to obey the word of God and have thine own way in our lives, we ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. I invite you to join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard. May the Lord bless.